was a voice, an animal, you know, most animals are smart. They know that master's voice, in other words.
Yeah.
They don't bring him that feet every day.
Do you ever hear him say G and haw?
Yeah, oh yeah. G, haw, get up, all that kind of slang.
Okay. When you're calling your hogs, what'd you say to them?
Well, hogs, they're all in an enclosure. I've never seen hogs that were really loose like in a pasture. It was always in a small enclosure,
uh-huh.
A small pen. Because that way they don't exercise too much and all they do is get fat, which is what you want. I've never seen hogs turn out loose in a pasture where you had to get them in here and nothing like that, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Did y'all ever have sheep or calls? You never know
well,
what?
I've never known a sheep to be around on the island.
Okay.
I've never heard them talking about sheep.
All right. On the island, things were like, well, if something's really not near at hand, you'd say it's just a little, like,
yeah.
Things on the island, you could get there pretty close, it would, you'd say it was just a little.
Yeah, about a half a mile away. They wouldn't use the term a mile, you know.
Just a little.
A couple of three streets down, one or two streets up, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
One or two lanes. Everything was a lane down here. It really didn't refer to roads as streets. Lane.
Uh-huh.
Chickasaw Lane, Nackery Lane. It was always named after one of the old homesteaders that was living in down that particular street. They named it after him.
Well, you wouldn't say, well, now back in the old days, Galliano, for example, was a, to get to Galliano, you'd say that was a...
That's a long way. Yeah, that's far away there.
Yeah, that was a long...
You know, that's a long place to, you know, that's a long trip to go all the way to Galliano.
Uh-huh.
Or Golden Meadows and anywhere in one of them towns.
Yeah, but now it's just a...
Now it's just a little hop.
Yeah.
25-minute ride, you're there.
Okay, a little way.
Anywhere down the road, that's the kind of slang that was used.
Things were like, when y'all were going down the road, would y'all say anything? Would you meet people on the road?
Well, we've met the neighbors most of the time.
Yeah. Like, nowadays when you race by in a car, you know, at 60 miles an hour, you don't see anybody, you don't think to say anything to them, and they might drive into you the next car along the road.
Over here. In a place, I guess everybody, you know, they always wave their hand at you, or, you know, tell you, hello, how you doing? But usually by your name, because everybody knows everybody else, you know?
Yeah.
Pass down, like if somebody passed in front of my street there where I live, and I'm sitting downstairs, we were sitting this morning, they're like, hey, Bose! And they call me Bose, you know, I'm Bose for short, you know?
Yeah.
Because I know everybody down the street. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They come to me with all their problems, too, down the street.
Amazing stuff. Police would be a good man.
Well, they're not only being a policeman, of course, is, but they know me, that, and they know I'll go, in other words, face their problem with them, not as a law officer, but, you know, having the authority to use it, but use it not using the authority, put it that way.
Yeah.
They might have a little dispute across the street, or somebody might be going down the lane a little too fast, and they'll call you, well, don't tell them I told you, but to tell her mama to tell them to slow down or something like that.
In other words, you have to be so...
Yeah,
you got to be
the judge, the jury, and everything down there where I live.
Yeah.
It's a rough spot. That was the roughest spot on the island. Well, they call it the platin. And translated in English means a flat piece of land.
Yeah.
Well, the gang of people that moved down there were tough. They never called them off for nothing. They sell their own problems. In other words, they had a difficulty amongst the family. They crossed that afternoon to get over the fence and they get with it.
Yeah.
And that's how it was settled.
Mr. Augustine told me that the guy who runs the store,
mm-hmm.
told me that there were sort of like two settlements to the island. One was on one side of a road and one was on the other.
Kind of. Well, you could say that. One was on one section of the island and one on the other. Oh, yeah. And then people were just different in some way. You know, they had the same ways. They all had their different ways of doing things and of, well, they didn't get along too good at the time, like the Hatfield and the McCoys when you read about them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And of course the younger generation got on it, and it's not like the old timers, they'd stay without speaking to each other for 25 years. Brothers and sisters might get mad at each other for something that